Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today and sitting in for a regular host, Juanita Watson. I'm delighted to be speaking on the phone with Renee Wiggins. Renee is an expert in the wellness field and the author of Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. So stay tuned because today we are going to delve into some areas of our personal lives where really struggle resides. Ooh, stay tuned. Renee is well-versed on how to overcome these struggles and change our lives into happy, positive, and fulfilled beings. But first, a little about Renee. Renee Wiggins has mentored, trained, and changed lives in the health and wellness industry for more than 20 years. She certainly does have the experience on the topic today. And as a strong believer and encourager of living an authentic, healthy lifestyle, Renee specializes in designing customized lifestyle programs that are tailored to the client's needs and also their goals and habits. Renee's mission is to help people achieve optimum health through nutrition and fitness supplemented with stress reduction techniques. Renee is the author of Can I Exercise Sitting Down and Stress Down and Lift Up, and her latest, Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Irene. How you doing?
I'm good, and I'm so glad to be talking to you. Gosh, you've got a great book, and I'm just so excited to be talking about it. But, you know, before we go any further, your subtitle says, Give Up the Struggle. I want to talk about struggle. You know, it just seems that we're life, humans and life, get into some struggle mode. So I want you to talk about struggle and how we get into it and what it's all about.
Well, struggle for some people, let me give you an example. I had a pastor, a female pastor, her house was on fire, and she was trying to get in because her sermon was the next day, and her husband would keep pushing on the door, but the door would not open. And that's struggling, keep pushing. And the firemen said, had they pushed, it would have been a flashback, and then the house would have been destroyed, and they would be destroyed. That's one way of struggling. Sometimes we just struggle sometimes to have a door open when that door should not open at all.
You know, what a good analogy. What a good example. And so what happens to us? Why? What is it that goes on within us that we still want to keep pushing when on one part of us we may know that that's really not what we need to do, but yet we keep on doing that?
We keep on doing it because we want that particular item. We are not going to leave it alone until we get it. For example, women know out there they meet the wrong guy, right? And they keep struggling and keep struggling, yet all their friends and families are telling them, give up on him, move away from him, he's no good, he's bad for you. But we want to be convinced that we can change that person. So we're going to go through that struggle. That's a negative struggle. When you know the outcome is going to be negative no matter how much you're struggling. But you don't want to give up because, one, low self-esteem. Two, you don't want anybody to know that you did give up and they were on the right and you were on the wrong. So for some of us, we just struggle because we keep going down the wrong road, the wrong path, when we probably need to say, let's take a step back and reevaluate the situation or the event.
I know that, you know, I go through some struggles sometimes until, like you say, you know, you kind of stop. But when I'm in that, it's like I don't even realize what's going on. I just keep struggling and keep pushing forward. And so maybe you can just, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, and would you tell our listening audience, like, how do we recognize what we're doing and it's like, and make that stop, as you said?
It's a light bulb. It does happen instantly. It's just that we have to see it. So for some reason, we put blinders on. It's like I gave the example of the woman. She keeps struggling with that same man, but she doesn't want to take the blinders off. She doesn't want to give up in that situation. Transformation, give the struggle. I mean, if we give up that struggle and let the universe or let go and let it flow, then it will come to you. But sometimes we just want to keep going. We keep going, keep going. How do we recognize a struggle? When you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you're getting the same result, and you're not going anywhere.
And that's the definition of insanity, isn't it?
Right.
Yep.
You need to stop and just say, hold on, I cannot go any further with this. Let me reevaluate the situation. Let me take a different road. And that happens to me, too, when I get into situations. I keep struggling. Or last night on the internet trying to do something, you keep going. And finally, your eyes are about to shut, close, and you're going to say, I'll give up on this. Let me step back. And then the next day I came in, and bam, it was easy for me to handle.
You know, yeah, me too, so many times. You mentioned that low self-esteem. And, you know, there's just so many of us that pick up these low self-esteem issues during childhood, growing up, things that maybe have been said to us that were taken in the wrong way. Do you find that too, Renee, or is that just me?
No, that's with everybody, because it's embedded by our parents who didn't know themselves, who were taught a certain way from their parents and from those parents. So there's really no guidelines. They just only reenact what their parents did for them. And so by telling the child they're stupid or telling the child you never make it, it embeds in them, and what happens, the child develops low self-esteem. And matter of fact, they take on that. And they say, well, I can't do it because I've been told I couldn't do it. I cannot do it because I'm stupid. And they keep using it, and that's a brick in front of them that they need to tear down brick by brick. Tear down that low self-esteem. But again, transformation is something instantly that occurs in that moment that you wake up one day and say, hey, I no longer want to be fat anymore, and then you have to take the necessary actions, the steps, and then what happens? You start losing the weight. With this low self-esteem, you might have to go to some self-help groups, some support systems. Sometimes you have to say, look, I am not stupid. Look at yourself and say, I am not stupid. I am not dumb. I'm an intelligent human being, and I can do this. I can make it.
You know, that's so true, and I so agree that a support system is so important, because basically it's really difficult to make that transformation on our own. And it's okay to have a support group. It's okay to have people that are with us and allowing us to be who we are during these changes, because these changes often are not easy, and we get confused in the midst of it.
Right, and you want to make sure the person that you entrust your issues with, that they can trust, or you can trust them.
Oh.
It's a win-win situation. You don't want to keep pouring your information on somebody that's going to go behind your back and tell other people. So you have to be aware that when you do enlist in the support groups, find somebody that you can trust, and that willing to help you and go through that change with you. Because a lot of people are not willing to go through people when they're going through change.
No, and it's like, you know, because we're maybe embarrassed that we have a situation, or we think that the other person is going to think less of us, but that's not the way it is at all.
We have to look at these negative things that happen in our life as life lessons. Too many of us look at something as negative, and that's it. It becomes overwhelming. But we look and pierce through and say, what is the positive thing that I can get out of this? What is the life lesson here? When we look at through those eyes, then we look at a different view. We're looking through a different lens. But when we keep focus on the negative, we keep focus on what I can't do, pretty soon you're building up those I can't walls that you don't see anything.
Exactly, and it's just that, and it's affirmations. You know, we think of affirmations as being positive when we repeat these things, affirmations over and over again, and good comes to us. But the I can't is also an affirmation, isn't it?
Right.
And
right.
So basically, you know, we get what we say. So one of the things that you had mentioned a few minutes ago was giving up, and giving up that struggle. Sometimes the words giving up is, you know, negative, and people kind of think, well, you know, I'm just giving up, period. But that's not the case.
It's not the case. No. I want them to look at the negative situation as positive. So I'm not saying give up. You cannot change the surroundings. You cannot change the event. You can only change your views. You can change your thoughts one thought at a time. You can change by, like you said, with the words that you use. Instead of using negative words all the time, change it to positive words. Those positive words would change your mind, and which change to positive action. So when I say give up the struggle, I don't mean by totally give up, totally give in. What I'm saying is give up the thought that you cannot get over that hurdle. To take those hindrances and look at hurdles as jumping over your problems, jumping over your situation. Not meaning you ignore it, meaning that you are soaring above it.
Exactly, exactly. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, the situation doesn't change, but it's our view that changes.
Correct.
It's like, you know, we're looking at a totally different picture, and we can reframe that picture, can't we?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Reframe that picture to a more positive picture and hang that picture so you can see it all the time, as opposed to put that positive picture back in the closet. You don't want to do that.
Exactly. And I know that there have been scientific studies also that when we reframe that picture, it then becomes a reality view of, you know, for us also. So.
True, it does. And that negativity is so strong in us that some of us like drama, some of us like all that negative action. They can't live without it. That being around positive, being in a positive situation is boredom for them. They go crazy. So they want all that constant drama, that constant negativity. And that's not good for your body. That's all that negative is sort of attacking your body. And you don't want that. You want to change your thoughts one thought at a time. And yes, it may be challenging. Look at the word challenge. You don't want to say it's difficult.
Uh-huh.
Because then that's, again, like you said, you're reframing the picture. You're keeping that negative in front of you. Change it to something more positive. No, you cannot lose 40 pounds in 1 month, but yes, you can lose 5 pounds in 1 month. That's changed into the negative. I can lose 5 pounds in 1 month.
You mentioned drama. You know, a lot of people, and I know looking back at my life too, I lived for drama because I was able to get attention.
Mm.
I caused a lot of drama in my life. I had all these people that I accumulated that were wanting to be with me and fix me, and so I had this whole big following, drama followers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so you liked that drama, you liked, and they became your enablers, which you manipulated for your behalf. And you've learned, though, to give it up, haven't you, to give it up, because that negativity, that situation is not good for you. It can cause illness, it can cause headaches, it can cause stress, it can lead to tension in your chest, which can lead to heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to give up the negative, the drama, and go more for a positive life. If everybody woke up in the morning and said something positive, put a smile on your face, you don't know how that smile become contagious than everybody else was smiling. If you're saying more positive words, then the people will see that you're saying positive, then you change in the environment around you. But if you want to be bound in that negativity, be bound in those chains of negativity, then you can remain in that negative, and you spread that as well, too.
Oh, so true, so true. Renee, why is it that people are afraid to change? What's that, you know, fear that's there?
Yeah, the reason why, and I was kind of laughing because I'm always asked that.
I'm sure.
People are afraid to change because of the unknown. Let me give you an example of maybe a girlfriend. She's with her three girls, and they constantly eat, and then maybe she's waking up and say, you know, I'm tired of this. Now, she wants to change, but then she knows if she changes, she's going to probably lose her girlfriends. Remember, Oathbrook got a lot of negative letters when she lost all that weight the first time on that OptiFast, because people identify her because of the weight, and then when she lost it, they could no longer identify her. So the same thing with change. We're afraid of going through the unknown. We don't want to cross that bridge because, one, either we're going to find out what our true selves are like, whether we're how strong we are or not, or if we're just scared of that unknown. But people have to remember where you are today was an unknown yesterday.
Exactly. And tomorrow is unknown, too, because we really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right, right.
So, that's another good analogy. I also find that, and this is, you know, I can relate to my own experience, that I knew I had to change, but I was afraid to make that change because then I was afraid of losing my friends.
Right.
The enablers that you would call them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big struggle. Then it can become a struggle because at one hand, you know that you have to make a change because your life is not going in the direction that's positive.
Right.
But yet, you know, the bottom line then is looking at the fear of being alone.
You don't want fear to control you. You want to control fear. And that's what happened to a lot of us. We let fear control us. Of it, oh no, it's scary. I don't want to go forward. So therefore, I'm going to remain in that negativity. I want to remain with my friends. Going through change is a process not only for you, but also for that family and for the friends. If they see you go through change and want to go with you, then you have people to go with you. Those that you leave behind were never meant to be with you. And you have to really identify that. It doesn't mean you cannot fellowship, you cannot call, but you just don't want to hang out in deep fellowship. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't want to have them there constantly all the time to remind you of the past. Because when people are stuck in the past, they can't move around the present. They definitely can't what? Not move into the future.
You know, and that's so true.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. We're speaking today with Renee Wiggins. As you have heard so far, Renee, author of Transformations, Give Up the Struggle, is leading us on the path where we can actually make our own transformation by going within and making the necessary changes for a healthy lifestyle. Looking back at my own situation again, that at the friends that I thought I had at that time were really not my friends. They were, again, as you're saying, the enablers, and all of a sudden when I made the change, they didn't have a purpose, their own purpose fulfilled anymore because,
so true.
You know, they no longer then could enable me because I put up a boundary.
Right.
And so I think that's another thing, important thing to talk about is boundaries. And so I'd like you to tell our listeners how we can create these boundaries with those past friends and the past relationships.
If you have a friend that's negative, they like that drama all the time, that's always calling up, and all they talk about is what they can and cannot do, try to reframe it, like you said, to I can't do. If they still constantly do that, then you're going to have to step away and just let them know, sorry, I'm no longer in that position of I cannot. I want to move forward, and my world has now become I can't. Now, they're going to look at you funny like, oh, now you're changing. You don't want to hang around with. Because, see, like you said, they don't have a purpose. They don't have anybody to identify with. But that's what you have to do. You have to set those boundaries. I have a friend that we would always try to meet together, and she was my boss at the same time, but then she let people come into the room to interrupt us. Mm-hmm. So I had to get up and leave. And when she realized I'd get up and leave, because you weren't really setting boundaries. And when we're going to have a meeting, we have to set boundaries. And she wasn't going to do it, then I had to take over. And I had to leave the office, either put a sign on, we're in a meeting. And believe it or not, the people were out there, oh, they're in a meeting. Then you can hear them. But they knew they could not come in because I put that sign up there, visible for them. So your boundaries might have to be clear to that other person that, no, I don't want to go that route anymore. I want to go this way. And I'd like you to come with me. And if you can't, then I understand. But I want you to understand, too, that I no longer want to be down in the pit. I want to be out of the pit.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, that's so empowering for oneself to be able to set that boundary. And setting that first boundary is the hardest. But once you can get past that first boundary setting, you know, the rest, it actually becomes easier.
Easier, and your friends will respect you for it in the long run.
Exactly.
They might not respect you at that moment, but over time they will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you know, all of a sudden now because they see that you have changed, they want to change.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that just, we can't change other people, but it seems that when we change ourselves, our environment around us changes. The people all of a sudden start changing, and that's exactly what you just said. So I want you to go a little further in that.
Go a little deeper into the change and then the surrounding.
That's right, yeah.
I'm giving you examples. Let's say at the job force, you got somebody that's very combative, always negative. They come in, they're not happy. So what you do is you always greet them with a smile, and you always say hello to them, and then you just go back to your room. What you can also do, too, is when they do get very combative, you can't not join that conversation. Because people that are very combative, that want to be argumentative, they cannot argue by themselves. They won't stand themselves. They need to have somebody. And if you don't join in the fight or join into their little negativity, then they stand alone and they see that. And they, too, will walk away. And they will try to push your buttons, but you have to learn to, again, set that boundaries. Either you close the door on them, or you have to let them know point blank, I am not going to join you in this negative conversation. Let's talk when we're under positive emotions. Or no emotions at all, when we have a positive, clear mind.
Positive, clear mind, yes. That's basically the bottom line, isn't it?
Right.
So, Renee, in order to make this transformation, you give some tools in your book, Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. And I'd like to hear one or two from you.
Well, for Give Up the Struggle, you want to look at those struggles or look at those failures as you practice until I get it right. Eventually, you will get it right. People are always looking at the beginning and the end. Nobody wants to enjoy the journey. So, number one, sit back, give up the struggle. I'm not saying giving up totally the situation, environment, mimic does not change. It's your lens, it's your thought that changes, how you see it through your eyes. Look at that struggle as life's lessons. Look for the positive in it. Look at it as a failure that you can keep doing until what you get it right. Or you can say, I'm not going to accept this as a failure. What's the other plan? So looking at it through different set of eyes, planning for a plan B, which is a positive situation, and don't join in that negativity. That's the most thing. Don't join in.
You know, those are some good words of advice, and I just kind of chuckled when you said plan for a plan B. And quite often I make a comment that if plan A doesn't work, just create another plan A. Same thing as plan for a plan B, because it's like, okay, so plan A didn't work. Let's do another plan A.
Right.
And I like the fact that, you're giving us options. We have options of what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call those options sort of like choices.
Exactly.
The choices that you make, the choices can either send you spiraling into the heavens or you're either going downward. So you have to be clear about your choices. I used to tell people, and I don't know if your listeners will agree with this or not, but I used to say, let's pray before you make the choice, because otherwise you're not going to be praying to get out of that choice that you made.
That's a good one. I like that. I do, because then, that's going also within, and just setting your intent, and that's what the bottom line is also, is that purity of your own intent of what you want to do.
Right. And you have to learn to choose your battles. I think for some people, they always want to fight, and not every battle is meant to be fought. You have to look at that battle. Is it really worth it? And I step back and some people say, well, that's avoidance. No, you're looking at avoidance, so therefore you're going to stay in it, and it's going to be a head-to-toe little disagreement until somebody thinks they're going to win, when in fact nobody wins in that situation.
Exactly, and that's, looking at it, if you want to be a winner in everything, that's looking from the self-esteem issue.
Mm.
Because we are winners when we can combat and have self-esteem. That's the winning part of our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
It is, because, you want to run with winners. So you want to hang with people that are positive people, people that have been through the situation you have been before and still stand upright. You don't want to hang with the other people that haven't been through your situation and they're giving you all the wrong information. Again, those are people that you cannot trust because they're giving you the wrong information, because sometimes either they don't know or they want you to stay back there with them.
Mm-hmm. Renee, I know that you believe in affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some examples that we can use to, if some of us in the listening audience are just at the beginning of this and all of a sudden recognize that, yeah, I'm in a struggle, they acknowledge it, and they want to move forward. And I know that, as I say, one of the things that you do advocate are affirmations. And so maybe we can just get, you can give us an example and then how to actually use that information.
Changes, whether small or large, can set me free. I repeat again, changes, whether they're small or large, can set me free. For change, you have to at least open your mouth and say, I am no longer going to be fat or overweight, I want to say. Then the necessary steps to make that. I would exercise. Maybe eating is not a good thing for you to work on right now. So, you know, being a nutritionist, I tell my clients sometimes, well, why don't you focus more on the exercise? Start small. 10 minutes, that's a small change in the morning, afternoon, and at dinner time. Some people feel they got to do it 30 minutes all at one time. No. Make the change to do it 10 minutes in the morning, 10 at lunch, and 10 at dinner. And some people don't want to do that, but that's a change. Those are small changes that can set you free, and eventually you can lead up to the 30 minutes at one time to 40 to 45 minutes.
Exactly, and I so agree. And I mean, if 10 minutes even sounds too long, cut it back to 5.
Right.
Increase it over time, because it's really, it's the choice again and the option.
Right.
I so agree.
And my thoughts determine the way I see things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeing chaos all around you and you feed into that chaos, then it will be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at chaos and say, you know, there is need to be some organization. Let me get up and just steer in the right direction. Then you will see a more positive outlook. You're not going to get stressed out. And the people are going to see that you're trying to gear them into a right direction. They're not going to get stressed out. But if everybody's going here and there, then there, yes, there's be chaos, because that's what people are seeing. And they feed into their chaos. And still somebody steps back and say, hey, you know, I see some positive situations here. Let's try to feed on those instead.
Renee,
mm-hmm.
you have had given us such great advice, and I really appreciate it, and I know our listening audience are sitting back and just thinking, you know, going into their own lives and looking at it in a different view from, and you've given us definitely a lot of choices of what we can do for the next step. Please tell our listening audience your website address.
It's www.resultsbyrenee.com, www.resultsbyrenee.com.
Resultsbyrenee.com. And that's Renee is spelled with the 2 E's.
Correct, 2 E's.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been just a real pleasure, and it's good for me also to be able to talk to you and take myself to the next step too. There again, listeners, Renee Wiggins, author of Transformations, Give Up the Struggle. Great, great book. I encourage you to check it out, but I also encourage you to go within and give up that struggle. You know, as human beings, we all accumulate struggles over time, and sometimes we don't even see the struggle when we're within it. So I encourage you to step back, as Renee has said, take a look at your own life. I know that her book, Transformations, Give Up the Struggle, has a lot of good information for you. So again, thanks for listening, and thanks, Renee. And
thank you.
Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Please come back and listen to other podcasts. Bye for now.